Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. We got Roger Stone, Robert Barnes, Drew Hernandez, and so much more coming up here today on this live four-hour transmission. 235 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 31 seconds. Most important election in world history. All right. I was supposed to be taking care of business today here on the InfoWars end and some family stuff as well, but I couldn't pull myself away. So I'm going to file some reports that we're going to air in the second hour with Barnes on a whole host of issues. Roger's coming up. I could not pull myself away from the Don Lemon thing going after Elon Musk. All Elon did was become a sponsor and boost him. And he does this vicious attack interview with a bunch of crap. We've seen the clips. And giggles and laughs about it. So Musk says, well, you're still on X, but I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You didn't say what this interview was really about. So he, of course, lied about that. And then the whole corporate press, Lemon pressed Musk on drugs, too hot for X, free speech farce. It's not free speech when you decide not to sponsor somebody or when you decide to pull your support from, say, Anheuser-Busch over Bud Light. So they're coming after Musk, ladies and gentlemen, because he is devastating them. I'm not saying he's perfect, but I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. You lead this horse to water, it's going to drink. Here is a clip of some of the confrontations with Musk.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to
I don't have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people? Do you think that...
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think... Do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
Yeah, like, notice he's claiming Lemon and CNN and everybody else, that all the corporate dinosaurs, Drudge Report, you name it, that Musk is censoring. He pressed him throughout the entire interview, Musk and others have been saying, about you need to censor, you need to censor. So he won't censor, so he's a censor. This is the upside-down world. And then Lemon goes back on CNN. He's so happy where he got fired for grabbing somebody by the wiener, reportedly. And that's one of the reasons. That he goes, oh, it's terrible. He makes up the replacement migration theory. That's an official UN plan. So I'm going to shoot a report right after I go off. Aaron Roger takes over here in the next segment. And I'm going to show you the documents and all of it. I'm also going to file a report on the plan to create giant crime waves in the West. It's the official Soros UN plan. It's not just Canada. It's happening here in the U.S., Europe, clown world. Canada citizens told to leave key boxes, open key boxes, outside their doors to their cars so thieves can steal them more easily and not break in the house and rob them. That's like telling a woman, go ahead and let somebody rape you so they don't beat you. This is the total capitulation. You see the robbery in the stores in Europe and here, where the prosecutors locally won't prosecute for thousands of dollars of theft, and then all the stores are closing. That's the plan. Create the angrier world. Create the dystopia. Here's a short clip of the larger newscast we're going to be airing coming up.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners, a message echoed by Toronto police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why Galinsky says they will be installing the door stops and taking YPR's advice seriously. But she'd like more action from police as well.
So they take most of the guns in Canada. Crime rate explodes. They have the same Soros-funded type prosecutors. And then they tell you, capitulate to the pirates. All right, Roger Stone's going to get into all the big political news, election 2024, and so much more. Then Robert Barnes, Drew Hernandez, and my special reports coming up today. Please tell everybody you know. Tune in now. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. You know, I did a show here at InfoWars from 2017 to 2019. May have been the happiest time in my life. I knew that the Mueller investigation was afoot. I also knew that I was targeted, not because I did anything wrong, but because I was a 45-year friend of President Donald Trump. I have to say, while Alex Jones may have been skeptical that I would ultimately be charged, when I was, there was no one more supportive, no one more behind me, no one more leading the efforts to expose the truth on the witch hunt against me than Alex Jones and the entire family at InfoWars. And for that, I will always be extraordinarily grateful. You don't really know what it's like to be censored, silenced, shadow banned, and canceled until it happens to you. Well, as most of you know, it happened to Alex Jones. It happened to me. It happened to others like Laura Loomer. When it first happened, many conservatives did not raise a voice. They said nothing until, of course, it happened to them. Then you saw what was really historic. Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, turning it into X, really was historic. It changed everything. It was the beginning of the end for the regime because their complete stranglehold on all mass communications began to crumble. And then to his credit, Elon Musk was willing to go back into the files and expose the fact that various governmental agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI had worked hand in glove with executives at Twitter to censor people who didn't adhere to the accepted narrative. Didn't matter whether the issue was election integrity, Russian collusion, or the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccinations. He exposed everything. Now, X has exploded as a platform. Alex Jones is back there. I love that. Our friend Tucker Carlson, friend of mine of 30 years, is racking up numbers of viewers that could never have been achieved on old-fashioned cable television when he was at Fox. So it's extraordinary, this revolution in communications. But yesterday I was shocked to learn that Elon Musk, who has made his platform available to Don Lemon, the same way he makes his platform available to Tucker Carlson, got nothing in return but a vicious attack. It's absolutely extraordinary that not only does Musk afford Lemon a platform on X, but he also agrees to an interview. But let's take a look at what transpired.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to
Democrats? I don't have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think? Do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble, or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
Illuminating in so many ways. All right, I have two things I want to ask you about that, Don. First, the Great Replacement Theory.
Right.
As you bring it up, you know, he has tweeted a tweet he shared: increasing illegals boost Dem voting power, causing them to recruit more. If Dems win President, House, and Senate, they'll grant citizenship to all illegals, and America will become a permanent one-party deep socialist state. Right? He has gone there directly. How much does he stand by these ideas?
Well, he didn't quite seem to understand that he did. Originally, he did that with Jewish people, sort of a Great Replacement Theory thing that he did with Jewish people, and he got in trouble, and he had to go to Auschwitz and answer questions and apologize and go with Ben Shapiro. But he doesn't understand that that sort of rhetoric that he talks about, the Great Replacement Theory and migrant invasion, that's what radicalized shooters use in their manifestos, those exact words. The people who go and shoot up people, whether they be Latino people who live in Texas or black people who are in a supermarket in Buffalo or Jewish people who are worshiping, those people use the same rhetoric. That they are tropes, that they're either racist for Latinos or black people or for Jewish people. And I wanted to know if he felt any responsibility as someone who has one of the largest social media and information platforms in the world.
A quarter billion people.
I think it's 455 or 500 million users a week. And it doesn't seem that he feels that he has any responsibility with that because he seemed really averse to facts. That facts did not matter to him. It didn't matter that he retweeted things that were offensive to people. And this whole, the whole idea of what I was asking him about, was it offensive? And did he feel that his platform should have better moderation?
I mean, this guy goes crawling back to CNN. The people who canned him to grovel for the old media, rather than being grateful to Elon Musk for giving him a platform where, frankly, he can say whatever he wants. He can criticize whoever he wants. He tried to trap Elon on the question of Donald Trump. Let's take a look.
You recently met with Donald Trump in Florida. What did you guys talk about?
I was at a breakfast at a friend's place, and Donald Trump came by. That's it.
What did you discuss?
Let's just say he did most of the talking.
Did he ask you for money?
He didn't.
Are you going to loan him money to help pay his legal bills?
I'm not paying his legal bills in any way, shape, or form.
Did he ask you for a donation?
No.
Are you leaning towards anyone?
No.
You're not leaning towards anyone? Because you've been...
Let me say I'm leaning away from Biden.
You're leaning...
Elon Musk is very fast on his feet. There's a revolution in the media, folks. It is websites and news outlets like Infowars.com or my own StoneZone.com or the great work being done by Human Events that is changing the world. They can no longer suppress the truth. And it's really almost hysterical to watch. Last night, I was watching MSNBC, Well, I wasn't watching them on television. I actually was speaking to the Kings Point Republican Club here in South Florida, and on a big screen, they put up a bite from MSNBC. It was actually painful. I don't get my news from MSNBC for the same reason that I don't eat out of the toilet. If you listen to the talking heads at MSNBC, like Chris Hayes, for example, he was virtually apoplectic, hysterical, because the court system is actually affording President Donald Trump due process in their tsunami of lawfare against him. They want a trial so badly prior to this November's election that they are attacking the U.S. Supreme Court. So they like the federal courts whenever they rule the way they want them to rule, but they call them the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Georgia Prosecutor Fannie Wills and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Well, that in turn potentially undermines the entire Georgia case. Now add to their hysteria what I think was an absolute correct decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, which said that Donald Trump cannot be barred from the ballot by any particular state. This is vitally important to understand because the left had an enormous multi-million dollar investment in this entirely false narrative, meaning they were insisting that under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, specifically Article 3, that because Trump had, this is important, had participated in an insurrection, that it meant he was ineligible to be on the ballot. Well, that's a subjective judgment. That's the opinion of some liberal. In this case, it was the opinion of the Secretary of State in Colorado. But in fact, President Donald Trump has not been convicted of insurrection. In fact, he's not even charged with insurrection, not even in D.C., where one has to presume that Special Counsel Jack Smith considered those charges. If you look further at Amendment 14, Article 3, it doesn't even pertain or specifically to the president and the vice president. So it is was correctly decided by the Supreme Court. That has made the left absolutely apoplectic. Also this week, we see that the January 6th narrative is continuing to crumble. We now know that the faux Republican on the January 6th committee, Liz Cheney, suppressed evidence that would have proven that her star witness, Cassidy Hutchison, had lied about what transpired inside the presidential limousine after President Donald Trump spoke on the ellipse. It is now, I think, absolutely clear that the January 6th committee was one of the greatest single hoaxes on the American people since, well, I don't know, the Warren Commission. It particularly gripes me because I believe Liz Cheney also suborned perjury by witness Cassidy Hutchison. Hutchison was an aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Let's take a look at this little clip.
The night before January 6th, President Trump instructed his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, to contact both Roger Stone and Michael Flynn regarding what would play out the next day. Ms. Hutchison, is it your understanding that President Trump asked Mark Meadows to speak with Roger Stone and General Flynn on January 5th?
That's correct. That is my understanding.
And Ms. Hutchison, is it your understanding that Mr. Meadows called Mr. Stone on the 5th?
I'm under the impression that Mr. Meadows did complete both a call to Mr. Stone and General Flynn the evening of the 5th.
And do you know what they talked about that evening, Ms. Hutchinson?
I'm not sure.
You see, that's a lie. That's complete and total perjury. I have never spoken to Mark Meadows. I checked with my friend, General Michael Flynn. Either has he. So we didn't speak to him on January 5th or on any other day, nor did we communicate in any other mode of communications. That was coached testimony, and it's perjury. She went on to say that Meadows, the president's chief of staff, was planning to go to a meeting in a war room at the Willard Hotel, but that she, Hutchison, dissuaded Meadows from going to the war room, but that Meadows later called Stone and Flynn for a debriefing. That's a second act of perjury. First of all, if there was a war room at the Willard Hotel, I didn't know about it, nor was I ever in any such war room. Of all people, the Washington Post has confirmed that I had no involvement in the efforts to delay the Electoral College vote by the U.S. Senate, nor was I ever in any war room at the Willard Hotel. Did I have a room there? Yes. Did I sleep there? Yes. The level of a smear by the January 6th committee when the Democrats had the House is really not only extraordinary, but now really beginning to crumble. More and more questions are being asked. Now, the real question is whether or not the House Republicans have the cojones to mount a full investigation to investigate the investigators. Why would the House committee destroy all of their records before the incoming Republican majority could examine them? Why did Liz Cheney specifically destroy the records that dispute this idea that Donald Trump somehow from the back seat of the presidential vehicle sought to grab the wheel of the vehicle and drive it to the Capitol? That has been contradicted in the testimony of multiple witnesses, but those documents, well, they can no longer be found. Look, people want me to come on InfoWars to talk about politics, and that's what we're going to do. But I do want to remind you that InfoWars is indeed the tip of the spear. Back when I was under siege, InfoWars was an invaluable source of truth when it came to the entire Russian collusion hoax and the attacks on me. It is only because of InfoWars that we know the truth of the extraordinary and outrageous persecution of Owen Schroyer, who for 2 years was my co-host on the Great War Room show. God, how I miss those days. But the folks at InfoWars cannot survive. We can't continue to do these great broadcasts without your support. But we're not whining. We're not complaining. We're up for the battle. But we cannot do it alone. Absolutely not. So if you are not either a buyer or a subscriber, go to the InfoWars store now, because we've got some amazing products.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great as you're finding info work. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Sitting in for my good friend Alex Jones, and honored to be here. Folks, I can't stress this enough. The great products at InfoWars.com are what fuel this outlet to tell you and bring you the truth. X3 is now back in stock. You can get that at 40% off. TurboForce, which I must tell you, that's the product that allows me to work some of the ridiculous hours that I work. I became an aficionado of it all the way back in 2017. It's not like the energy drinks, you know, that are spiked with ephedrine, which, you know, give you a short high of energy, but a horrific crash. Unlike that, turbo force gives you smooth, sustained energy, mental clarity, and there is no crash. It's a great, great product. And it's now also 40% off. So let me recommend that. Now, on Saturday, I guess it was, I was hurtling towards the west coast of Florida to speak to the Collier County Lincoln Reagan Day dinner, where I met Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, the Republican nominee for governor of North Carolina, who I predict to you right now on the Alex Jones Show is going to be president of the United States, one of the most impressive leaders and communicators I have ever met. But I had a telephone interview with Alex Jones for a special Saturday broadcast. We were driving through what they call Alligator Alley, which is a long stretch of highway that goes west to east and east to west. The cell service isn't always perfect, but it was during that interview that I really had to mention the product Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost is an extraordinary product, one that I take personally. Now, the role of nitric oxide in your body is crucial. It exists as one of the body's most potent natural antioxidants. It's a short-lived gas that's normally produced in the walls and arteries and veins of the human body. As you get older, your natural production decreases. But nitric oxide is essential for life. It is essential in keeping blood pressure and cholesterol at healthy levels. It helps support the anti-inflammatory response. It promotes overall good health, particularly heart health. And for me, particularly taken with a turbo force, it promotes good, strong, natural clarity and energy, as well as better recovery. Now, I'm not a doctor, and I don't claim to be one. I make no medical claims here. All I'm telling you is that this is a wholly natural supplement that is extraordinarily beneficial, and you can order it by going to the InfoWars store. Nitric Boost. Nobody told me to do this. Nobody asked me to recommend it. I never recommend any product unless I myself have tried it and had great experience with it. Folks, Nitric Boost is the highest quality nitric oxide you can get anywhere on the planet. And yes, the price is right. So I'm proud to recommend it. I'm sure the people at Media Matters for America will be making fun of me for it within hours. This was a historic week, folks, because with the outcome of the Republican presidential primaries in both Hawaii and Washington State, Donald Trump became only the second person in U.S. history to be nominated three times for president by the Republican Party. That is an extraordinary accomplishment. There you see him with the only other man to achieve this distinction, that would be President Richard Nixon. Trump's political comeback was completely and totally unpredictable in a very, very strange way, and God often moves in strange ways. This entire war of lawfare against him, this tsunami of fabricated charges against him, in Washington, D.C., in South Florida, in Georgia, in New York, has turbocharged his candidacy in a way that could never have been foreseen in the 45 years that I have known him, in the roughly 25 years that I have been studying sophisticated polling data regarding public attitudes towards Donald Trump, he has never been stronger than he is at this exact moment. Now, is he perfect? Far from it. No one is perfect. Only he is perfect. But when it comes to taking on the globalists, when it comes to taking on the deeply entrenched deep state, which, in my opinion, not only assassinated one president, removed yet another president, tried to remove Ronald Reagan, first through a botched assassination attempt, and then a second time in the Iran-Contra scandal, the same entities who staged the entirely phony Russian collusion hoax, and then put forward the two impeachments, the first one pertaining to Russia and Ukraine, that those same folks have inadvertently strengthened Donald Trump beyond all comprehension. Why? Well, because the American people see through all of this. They understand that he is a disruptor, a change agent, that he now is far better prepared to take on those unelected bureaucrats who are inside the intelligence agencies, inside our national security apparatus, inside the think tanks, inside the defense contractors operations. These are the people who are committed to endless foreign war. You see, war is epically profitable for some people. And they know that Trump is at heart a peacemaker, that he wants a strong America, which you can't have without a strong economy. Watching MSNBC is almost comical as they try to tell us that Biden has brought our economy roaring back. That isn't true, and most definitely people are not feeling it. I have said on this show and elsewhere that I think in the end the Democrats will not actually nominate Joe Biden. If that State of the Union address was an attempt to signal the leaders of the Democratic Party that Joe Biden was strong and ready to wage an aggressive campaign for re-election, well, I would say it failed. He came across as an angry, bitter old man who, even working with a teleprompter, couldn't get the words straight. He also, over time, seemed to run out of energy. I think it was, based on tone particularly, an unmitigated disaster. Now, I continue to believe that the leaders of the Democratic Party will ultimately recognize that between the disastrous impact of Joe Biden's policies, whether it is inflation or whether it is gasoline prices, which they clearly manipulate.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Promise of a Supreme Court seat. She is, after all, a former attorney general and prosecutor in Oakland County in California. And if they maintained a Democrat in the White House and Democrat control, no matter how narrow, of the U.S. Senate, she could indeed be confirmed. I don't pretend to know as much about the Democratic Party as I do about my own party, but I'm sticking to my prediction, not my desire, but my prediction. Anyway, let's move on. Joining us now, Troy Smith, who is the publisher of Slingshot.News, who has some shocking information about former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. That pedophilia exists at the highest levels of society and among our elite political class is known to those who watch alternative media, but seems to be unknown to the average voter. Troy Smith has learned some shocking things, and he joins us now.
Roger, as always, it's an honor. I hope everybody will go check out slingshot.news. We're so excited about the numbers. We're so excited about how we're doing. But we're here today to talk about something that's very serious and very disgusting as it pertains to one of Trump's main opponents, a person who spends literally his entire times attacking President Trump across the media, trying to say all kind of things about the cases against President Trump, and really undermining the Trump elements of the Republican Party. Now, for people to get a full perspective on this, Roger, they have to understand that Larry Hogan harbored a pedophile in his home. Larry Hogan in 1992 was a campaign or was running a campaign for Congress in Maryland, and he had an aide living in his home named Kevin Lee Hall. Now, we know he was living in Larry Hogan's home because Ronald Gunsberger, Larry Hogan's campaign manager, admitted it in the Baltimore Sun. As you see up on the screen now, we have a full report on Slingshot News that everybody can check out, which includes a video embed of all of this information. But for people at home, what you need to understand is that Kevin Lee Hall was charged. He was arrested for kidnapping and raping a 17-year-old boy at gunpoint. He was arrested for raping a 17-year-old boy at gunpoint. And this is a person who was living in Larry Hogan's home. Now, I've been told by sources, former MDGOP officials, that there was a conceited effort on the behalf of the Hogan campaign and the Hogan people to squash this story. And that's why I don't think people are talking about it, Roger. But it's not an isolated incident. Hogan also appointed Judge Jonathan Newell to a Caroline County Circuit Court judgeship that was a 15-year term. Now, Newell was in 2021 arrested for claims that had been made against him, a police report that was filed against him by two young boys. Now, those boys alleged that Newell was filming them while they were in the shower. They confronted Newell about this. They told their parents. When Maryland State Police eventually came to Newell's residence, they assert that he took the SIM card out of one of the cameras. He reached under his bed, pulled a SIM card out of a camera, and swallowed it. Newell was then transported to a local hospital where they performed a CT scan and found a small metallic object in his stomach, meaning he did swallow the card. Now, this is where this gets interesting, and people must know. Larry Hogan, when he was governor, was in full control of the Maryland State Police, who were conducting the investigation into Judge Jonathan Newell. Now, that aspect of it is important because as soon as the federal authorities were closing in on Newell, Roger, as soon as the feds raided his home in September of 2021, they found him dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And all of a sudden, the federal investigators who had been closing in on Newell, the Hogan ally, were off the case, because as soon as Newell died, it became once again an investigation of Maryland State Police. Now, this, as I said, Roger, is not an isolated incident with pedophilia and Hogan officials. Another individual named Luis Berunda was arrested just recently for two counts of distribution of child pornography, sexual exploitation of a child, and possession of child pornography. Now, Berunda was arrested in a Fort Meade sting operation in which he attempted to meet a 13-year-old girl for sex. In his communications with that sting operation, Roger, he admits that this is something that's been going on for many years and that he had been with 15-year-old boys in the past many different times. Another Hogan official, Matthew Palmer, who was appointed by Hogan as his deputy legislative officer, was arrested and sentenced to 8 years in prison in 2021 for distribution of child pornography. Another Hogan appointee. That leaves us Newell. That leaves us Kevin Lee Hall. And that leaves us Berunda. And on top, that's four people, Roger, four people that this guy has appointed and are close allies of him that have been either accused or charged with pedophilia. And then on top of it all, Roy McGrath, his former chief of staff, who eventually wound up on the America's FBI's most wanted list, and they were even investigating his fleeing to other countries. They were suspecting that he had gone to Korea and all these different things. He was the subject of an investigation, and he had failed to appear in court after he had been indicted federally for wire fraud, theft, and falsifying records. Like I said, it led to a nationwide manhunt, and then McGrath mysteriously committed suicide while meeting with in an exchange of fire with federal authorities in Knoxville, Tennessee. Roger, they claim that he shot himself. So once again, every time, not only is Hogan associated with pedophiles like Matthew Palmer, Kevin Lee Hall, and Luis Berunda, not only or Jonathan Newell, not only that, but Roy McGrath also, who hadn't been, you know, there was no pedophilia alleged there. As soon as he got caught by federal authorities, he killed himself. Are you not seeing the run here, Roger? Are you not seeing that every time a Hogan official or somebody involved with Larry Hogan gets pinched by the feds, they wind up dead?
So I have to ask you this. Clearly, all of these stories, by the way, I've seen the receipts. I've examined every report. All of these stories were front page in the major newspapers in the state, right?
Absolutely not, Roger. And this has a lot to do with Larry Hogan, because a lot of people don't know this. Larry Hogan runs one of the largest real estate developers in the state of Maryland. He has over 200 companies under the Hogan Group. He is, on paper, a billionaire. So with his work, he's been able to undermine the media and undermine the truth and prevent stories like this from getting pushed out there. That's why it's so important that people go to slingshot.news and look at this information, because without us speaking the truth, it would be silent. Larry Hogan has associated with at least 4 known pedophiles. He harbored a pedophile in his home, and yet he gets to go on mainstream media. He's on MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC. He's on every network, Roger, and they never ask him anything about his association with pedophiles or his association with individuals who die once they're eventually investigated by federal authorities. It's just unbelievable.
All right, Troy Smith with Slingshot.News. Thank you for bringing us that shocking report, and thanks for joining us today on The Alex Jones Show.
Absolutely, Roger, and I just want to say real quick, X3 is a product that I use. It is fantastic. I've had it for many years. Vaso Beat is also something that keeps me energized. InfoWars is such a fantastic network. It's so important that we have venues like this to get out information, and people can support that great information, support you, support Alex Jones, support the truth by going to InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and getting your Vaso Beat, your X3. Just great products, and so happy to be here. It's an honor.
Thank you very much, Troy. All right, that's it for me, folks. You can follow the Stone Zone, my show, by going to either StoneZone.com or going to Rumble.com/Roger Stone. It's been a great privilege to sit in for my good friend Alex Jones today. And don't forget to take advantage of those great specials at the InfoWars store. But we can't exist on fumes, folks. Right now, once again, X3 back in stock, 40% off. TurboForce, which is fueling me this very second. Go to the InfoWars.com store. Do it for America. We're the tip of the spear. We're only here because of listener and viewer support. I couldn't exist without those who go to thestonezone.com who support me. Alex Jones and the hardworking folks here at InfoWars could not exist without your loyal support. And the quality, as I pointed out earlier, is second to none. So get all your natural supplements at InfoWars store. Not only are we talking about the highest quality, we're also talking about the very best prices. Until next time, I'm Roger Stone. God bless you and Godspeed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.